flag of the United States of America, unto the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Access to it.
The one further down?
Yeah. They'll learn that when they need more access for something, right?
Done deal, yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll learn from that before they start working up here.
Well, you're not going to have that up here. That barrier isn't going to be up here.
Yeah, they've already...
What barrier are they coming up with?
Just the curb. Just a little curb.
Like a 6-inch curb.
It's like a rolling
yeah.
curb.
Yeah,
just enough to destroy it.
If you're drunk, yes.
Well, I think just enough to keep people from swerving into that lady fashion kit on the beach.
Do you know why that middle divider, as you mentioned last time, is that yellowish tint?
I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to make it...
Rusty?
I'll ask, okay. But I don't know if they're trying to make it blend a little bit
yeah.
more. It just looks dirty
It looks
me,
dirty.
But...
I told you, it's blending.
With the blending, right.
I think it's supposed to be more natural.
We were wondering if it was that, or is it some kind of concrete sealer? I was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I wouldn't think they do it aesthetically. I would think there'd have to be a function or a purpose to it to put it in a budget.
Well, we can ask them next time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll remember.
Or next meeting.
I'll remember.
That was that. And then they'll be here next time so we can ask. Well, I saw that they're now, they laid down new pavement, so maybe when that's done, they'll actually remove the cones.
I don't know. Those are things you'll have to ask them.
Yep, so the next time. Any other public comment?
Everything's nice on the
All right. Item number 3, moving on to the approval of the minutes. Did you get a chance to review them?
That was a long time ago.
It was, but I make a motion to approve them.
Okay.
Item number 4, approval of the agenda for the May agenda. Reviewing it, make a motion to approve.
Yes.
Number 5, we have no items, informational items, none. Planning and zoning, none. Item number 6, general business. We have no report from Metro today, right?
Well, I was hoping, like I said, we have a new sergeant, and he was planning to be here, mm-hmm. but as I was coming this way, there was a Metro truck going the other way, mm-hmm. sirens going.
Oh, sirens.
And I'm pretty sure only the rurals have the trucks, so I'll bet that was
he
our guys.
He should have just told them, wait until I get back.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was our guys going that way, so he's been to all the others, and he's hoping to be here tonight.
All right, well, next okay. meeting on that.
Do you have a name?
Sergeant Seed, S-E-E-D.
Okay.
Mike
Seed. Easy to spell.
Yeah.
I like that.
And next, your report.
I don't have a whole lot to report. The cleanup was scheduled for the 20th. Hope you guys all got your email. I do want to talk about that a little bit. We talked at last meeting that a better location might be down here in that open area. And that came from you guys, not from me. And I have had a very unhappy resident that has emailed me some very unpleasant emails about the change in location. So I will put it to you guys. I'm ordering 3 dumpsters this time because I think there's a lot of brush to be cleared out. I know I've talked to Bobby.
Good.
And I know he has a lot, so I've ordered 3 this time. So we can put them all in the location that we talked about last time, which is down on this side of the road.
Mm-hmm. The supper club, where the old supper club was? Okay.
Is that where the old supper club was? I don't know.
Well, by the Burks? Down
it's
by the
Burks. The turnoff before Pinion.
Where the circle is, like, where
yeah.
the, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that had just been a suggestion from him. We could put them there, we could put them back where they're supposed to go. There's been problems before with this location over here.
Right here in front of the station, you
no,
mean?
No,
or
across the way.
Okay.
Right.
Water
tank.
Water.
There have been many problems in the past with that location. So I didn't object to this new location because I've dealt with a lot of problems over there.
Over there.
So I was glad that someone else suggested something else. But you guys live here, and you guys are the ones that use the dumpsters. So Or I could try splitting them up. But that can
be... You know what she's talking about, we're parking?
I know exactly, but you know what? Why try to appease one freaking person?
Okay.
I think we're good
right
there.
I'm in agreement.
Level is easy to access.
I was going to ask you, Rob.
Have them email me.
Driving.
Seriously, it's been on that side. It's like, you know what? Let's be fair. Get it across, and it's easier probably to get to over there than trying to climb up the mountain.
Okay, and that was my...
turning around.
That was what I said in the email.
I thought so too, but I wanted to see what you thought about it.
For better access and better movability.
It makes sense.
Okay.
I got your back.
One in the new place and two in the old place, or vice versa.
Excuse me?
What? Why don't we put one in the new place?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I mean...
I think that's too confusing.
When I have done cleanups in other communities, when we put them in two places, if anything falls out, if people don't put stuff in, you can have a mess in two places.
Yeah.
And it's been a problem.
Yeah.
I would say keep it in one place, because if you separate it again, you're just asking.
I'd say try the new place.
Okay.
If they don't like it, then they shouldn't use it.
Okay.
It's only one weekend.
Yeah. Now, I guess this could have gone into general comment, but I wonder if I can put it in here. If Bobby doesn't make a significant change, it's been 2 years.
I know. And I talked to him personally. I emailed him, and then he called me, and we talked, and I said, you've got to do something. And I guess his parents have bought a property over on this side, and they want to be able to use that for some staging his side. So
what's that got to do with his own?
He has to get it cleaned up so that they can use it. So he has he has a push from this side and a push from family side. So he knows.
He knows.
He knows,
but he always says he's busy.
I know. So
nobody else. We all eat bottles.
If after this cleanup, if it's not taken care of, we can file a code enforcement.
Okay, good. Because it's dry tinder now. And just because a little dirt's on it doesn't reduce that risk.
I agree. So the other thing on my report was about the cemetery. You want to talk about the cemetery? And I printed... a cemetery is permitted in any zone, and
is
it requires...
Pet cemetery?
People.
Requires a special use permit. So I wrote this for you.
It's for pet.
If it's a pet cemetery, it's 2.5 acres, which I don't know why. Isn't that weird?
A minimum?
Yeah, for a pet cemetery.
For people.
There's no minimum for people.
Who is it that wants to be buried?
That's funny.
Here was my thought. Is you go through little rural areas, and they tend to have a cemetery. And I thought, you know, this is such a little niche here that to have an option, as long as it could be, that was my question, is it could be for current or previous property owners up here to then have an option of buying a plot. Because honestly, if that time comes, I really don't want to be down in the valley, you know? Yeah.
So
I thought, you know, let's see what the rest of
I would rather be buried up here in the mountain.
And I thought, well,
I could have my ashes
spread. So
right, I know, So,
just leave you in your recliner?
Yeah,
where would it be? I mean, who's going to buy the plot?
You can move it.
Okay.
Well, that's the question. There's a few things that go along with that. So, knowing that it's possible is the first thing.
Yeah.
Where are we going to put it? The county does not have land up here. I've looked. The county doesn't have land. Forest Service has lots of land.
Yeah.
And there's private property. And some of the private property, I think, is probably not suitable for development or whatever. So that would be the next step. Where would it go? So I would start with private property owners first.
Okay, well.
That's right.
Has anybody expressed an interest in it?
selling for that?
No, and I mean, it's going to be a private matter, so I can provide you all the names and mailing addresses for undeveloped property here, but it's not going to be up to me to call them and ask them to sell the property for a cemetery.
Yeah.
Because the county doesn't run cemeteries. So if you wanted to do it, find a place. I would start, like I said, I would start with private property owners. I think that would be cleaner and easier. The next step, we can talk to Forest Service and see if there's a portion of their property that they would allow for a long-term lease for that. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that's ever been done before. And then if we find a place, my suggestion would be for the group of homeowners or people who are interested here to start a nonprofit or just an organization, an LLC, something that would be the overseers of the property and that sort of thing. So first we've got to find a place and see
right.
that we can do that. So it is possible, we just, now it's the liquor.
So there'd be a bar and a cemetery up here.
Right next door.
Perfect.
You would need security for it, because otherwise you're going to get people that are going to be
grave robbers.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know about that.
Never know.
The gold field.
You never know. If they were going to do that, I think they would probably do it in Good Springs, because they, because that cemetery is supposedly haunted, and they do tours.
They have. So, okay.
And I don't think we've had any grave robbing there. So.
So who pays for the land?
And that's what I thought. How does that...
Well, and there are federal grants and things available. So I think we'd have to see if it's private property owner, we'd have to see if they would want to donate it, and maybe a tax deduction type thing. But
The tax deduction on raw land is... What do we get, $3,000 a year? For 87 years.
Yeah.
Because of the loss we took on it.
Oh, okay.
So nobody's going to donate the raw land.
Okay.
Because if you could do it over like 10 or 20 years or something like that, but it's a maximum of $3,000
a year. Oh, okay.
And it's not inheritable, so Caitlin doesn't get to take the rest of it.
Okay. That would be up to you guys to figure out who would pay for it. It's not, like I said, it's not a county function.
Oh, okay, there goes that idea. Who's going to donate?
Well, checking to see what kind of grants they may have.
And I have that information, and I'll bring it. I forgot that I had it, but before Sandy left, she researched it for me. Because Good Springs needs some upkeep, and we're trying to figure out who, like, they want some lighting and stuff. And I just remembered.
That's where it ought not to. When there's no lighting, then you're better off.
Well, I don't know. There, people don't like to see what... darkness allows people to do more bad stuff. If there's some light, sometimes it is discouraging because they can be seen.
Yeah. Mm. But if it's dark, nobody can see them, so it shouldn't bother anybody.
Well, not the dead, but...
Okay, well, I'll pull that up. Like I said, I totally forgot that she had researched that for Good
Springs.
Mm-hmm. So I'll look up if I can find it. They started deleting our emails after 6 months, so very frustrating.
Yep.
So y'all have to see what
you're saying. It'd be an interesting
project. I wonder if you could do a cemetery, like a private cemetery. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, for example, like, on our property.
There's too many pets there.
You can share it with them.
Okay.
But see, I'm just wondering if that's something
together,
that you could do.
And somebody... you know, if there were several of you that wanted to go together and do that, and someone wanted to donate a corner of their property, maybe not even for the tax deduction, but if you had a section that's not developable or separated for by a mountain or something, then
Like the power line thing,
which
you can't build under the power line.
If I'm going to lie around with somebody, especially for a long time, I'd like to know them first.
There you go.
You get to rub elbows with them for a while. Get down and dirty.
What if we have like our own, if this doesn't go through, and we just decide, you know what?
On your own property.
On our own property.
Don't tell me that.
He's
saying to like dedicate a portion thereof.
Maybe not for a whole community if it doesn't go through, if anybody don't want to do it, but if we do it for ourselves.
So if he doesn't show up one day, I didn't do it.
So you'd have to go through the special use permit process. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that.
And I'll send you that.
I know we do because of Sue and Stu, but that one's, 100 years old? When there weren't regulations.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any precedent downtown for zoning for cemeteries?
Most of them are old and established, like the Palm mortuaries are huge and established. The old Woodlawn Cemetery. We did have one recently. It was a Muslim cemetery. It was very controversial. But I don't think we've had a lot come through lately. We did have one when I was in planning, so it was 10 years ago. But the neighbors were freaking out about having a cemetery by them, and I thought, that's going to be the best neighbors in the
there
world.
There was one proposed at 159 and 160 in the corner, and they came unglued.
And I don't get it, because
I thought that would have been a great location.
It's
maintained.
People are going to take care of it. It's going to be quiet.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, when I was in planning, it was...
Was it that one?
Controversial. No, it was in town.
Okay, because the same thing. Well, and Palm opened up on Warm Springs between like Buffalo and Durango, mm-hmm. but I think it's just the building. Yeah. I don't think there's a cemetery
there. There's no cemetery
there. They don't want it zoned, but where's everybody going to go? Poof, up in smoke.
I don't know. So, since I've been around, since I've been doing this, the only one that came through was the Muslim one, and that was very controversial because their burial practices are different.
Don't they burn?
No, they bury them without a coffin, just in the earth.
Oh.
So it was people afraid that their well water getting contaminated.
Oh.
I know. Even though they have their own septics right by their wells.
It's the embalming that causes a problem.
They don't embalm them.
Well, and that's another issue. It'd be nice for people to be able to option if you don't want it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was actually very interesting. We all learned a lot about the different burial customs over that. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that, moving on to some, item 7, I think we were in comments. Any other comments by the general public?
No.
All right, our next meeting date is July 12th.
Okay.
Again, 6 o'clock, so we'll adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Yes, sir.
18. Record time.
I vote for that.
And we record time, and we still have...